If you've ever dealt with chronic pain or know someone who has, you've probably been told some version of this. You'll just have to live with it. But that's what is completely wrong. Today we're talking about why modern healthcare is failing patients and how a new model of spine and regenerative care is finally addressing the root cause instead of masking symptoms. Haney Damian is back. He's a board-certified spine surgeon, healthcare entrepreneur, and CEO who's challenging the traditional pain care system. He's not just performing surgeries, he's redesigning how pain, aging, and recovery are treated all together. And so by the end of this episode, you'll understand why so many pain treatments fail and what the future of real healing actually looks like. Haney, it's great to have you back.
Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoy our discussion and conversation.
Me too. One thing that comes to mind is, most people think pain is just part of getting older, but why do you think that belief is actually dangerous?
It's extremely dangerous, and I start to grow negative feelings about this notation. It's just so wrong. Right? Pain is not part of getting older. In fact, getting older is now in the midst of changing to become a condition. We are starting to look at getting old as a condition, not at just stage of life, because we are, in fact, can stop getting older, we can prevent it, and we can reverse it like any other condition. We know the mechanism, we know how to do it, and we know the treatment. So I am sure in the next 5 years, aging will be classified as a condition. So to say that pain is part of aging is absolutely wrong. Pain is a failure of energy levels, right? Why we are failing energy levels? Because we are depleted. Our body has no ability after certain events in our life to recover. The process of recovering getting slower, and our body cannot catch up with it. So
Right.
that's where you get pain. Your bones are breaking down from your daily activities, and the body cannot rebuild it fast enough. And that's why we get pain.
Yeah. So, as a spine surgeon, from your perspective, where does the current pain care system break down first? Like, where does the trouble start?
The trouble starts in actually the whole healthcare system. The whole healthcare system, including Medicare or OHIP in Ontario or any healthcare system, they are designed to be reactive. They only treat conditions. They don't treat
Well, come to
prevention.
us when you have a problem, kind of
That's
thing.
right. They need to have a problem. They have to name it, give it a number, and then they will send all the resources towards it. But if you don't have it, don't come talk to us. You know, don't like what we're gonna do with
If
you if
you're
you're not
well, we don't want
sick.
to see you, kind of thing.
Exactly. If you're not sick, why are you coming here? You know, I mean, even your doctor wouldn't, I don't think your doctor would like to see you if you're not sick. You know what I mean? Imagine you're visiting your doctor every month to follow up on supplements or how to be stronger or what are you doing at the gym or what's your diet is like. They wouldn't spend time with you unless you said, okay, I have chest pain, I hurt my back, I hurt my shoulder. Then they will start devoting the time and getting a little bit more attention.
Yeah, and I know so many patients who bounce between doctors and they don't see any relief.
That's always the problem, right? Like I was asked recently, is there a hard limit for our aging or for our life? I don't believe there is a limit for our life. We can live to 150, 200 years. Like we discussed before, and I always mention the people that will be living to 150 and 200 are actually walking among us now, right? I truly believe that there is a limitation for healthcare. Is our healthcare equipped to manage those people living to 100, 150, 200? I don't think so. I don't believe so. And unless we change this concept, people will start having chronic pain, aging, and their health's failing. So I really don't think there is a limitation. I think there is a failure of medical care.
Yeah, so I feel like you're very ahead of the game in how you're combining all these specialties. I don't feel like a lot of people do that. Do you know something we don't about the future? Are you not telling us something?
I don't know about the future. It's only hopes and wishes. I really hope that our message and our research will get to everyone and inspire everyone. If we are truly ahead of the game, we'll be able to stop aging. We'll be able to stop chronic condition, chronic pain, with just tweaking some of our habits. I do believe
Right.
in the next 5 years, we'll get answers, more answers. We'll be able to do more research to value our health. And in probably 10 years, I believe that all this suffering from chronic condition will be resolved. We'll have an answer to cancer. We'll have an answer to Alzheimer, dementia, high blood pressure, heart failure, strokes. There's no reason why can't. We know the mechanism. We know what can treat those, and we're able to prevent it.
Yeah. Why does pain become chronic instead of resolving? Like, no matter what, like, I know people just like they live with it.
Living with it is not the answer anymore. I think this is really old school medicine that failed a lot of patients over and over. And that was the point that I started my career. Live with it. Can't do anything. Here's a Tylenol or Advil. Go home and rest. It doesn't work this way. Chronic pain is not really a condition, and it's not really a thing that we should live with it. It's a comprehensive failure of all our system. So when we take a closer look on our cells, they are the ones that are failing, right? That when our mitochondria, which is the power plant of our body, fail to produce energy because the lack of NAD, NAD plus, and it's not getting the resources that it needs. It doesn't produce energy. It breaks down. When this happens, you don't have energy to recover. And this is where pain happens. It's not only pain, then their blood pressure, nutrition, sleep get disrupted. And it's a multi-organ problem, not just lower back or spine or joint. It is a multi-organ. So this is when I decided to look not only on the spine or the joints or the muscles, look at the patient as a whole. Look at what are you doing with your sleep? What are you doing with your nutrition? What about your hormonal supplements? What about your supplements in general? And this is what we really started to look closely on every aspect of the human body.
Yeah, and I think having someone to go over that and do the panels with and really understand someone as an individual helps, because I know a lot of people like myself who will see a new trend and then I'll jump on it. And you've taught me a lot about how taking random supplements can be pointless if they're not bioavailable, right? Like some of these supplements that are on the market aren't actually doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then people think that they don't work. But it's like you need to know exactly what your body needs, and then you need to be taking the right things, and that's where you come in.
This is one of my pet peeves. It's influencers go on ramp and rampage and just start to push for methylene blue, NAD, this and that, peptides with no scientific background. It does matter to work with a knowledgeable provider.
Yeah.
Peptides are great, but if they are taken in a good scientific way. That's the difference between hype, trend, and science. I was designing a protocol yesterday for a chief of police who is an ex-military and has got a lot of injuries. So he came to me and he said, "What can I do to fix all this?" He started in all the peptides you can think of. So I told him, "We're going to stop all this and we're going to start fresh." So I'm doing a wash period for a month. And then he's taking everything right dose, everything possible that he can do, he's been doing for a while, no results whatsoever. So
Wow.
I decided to stop, have a period of wash, and then let's start. because you cannot take GLP-1 with BPC, with TB500 altogether. That's one of the stuff that he was doing wrong, because GLP lo lower our appetite and reduce your ingestion of all the good nutrients. How are you supposed to build recover without the proper nutrients? So
Right.
start BPC, TB, eat healthy, clean up your diet, clean up your sleep, fix it, and then we can start that GLP later on. And then you can start with growth hormone releasing hormone or GHK copper or whatever. When to introduce the right peptide and the right supplement is really important than the supplement itself. So to
Right.
have all this knowledge is very important than just let's put it all together, let's stack them, take as much as you can, and hopefully we'll do our best. Doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm laughing because that was so me. At some point, so I was just taking
Let's take them all.
everything. I
Yeah,
have a cabinet full of supplements that I never take anymore.
just I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. I have physicians that come and ask me, is I mix PRP with BPC. I said that's counter productive, because BPC is
Right,
an
they're canceling each
anti-inflammatory.
other.
Yeah, BPC is an anti-inflammatory, and it reduces inflammation while you need the inflammation for the PRP to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
The patient is spending $1,000 or more for PRP, and similar was BPC to get injected, and you're putting inflammation with anti-inflammatory. How does that work? You know what
Oh
I
my
mean?
God.
So yeah, so introducing, it's not only the supplement now, the science become very, very particular when to introduce it and how to introduce it as well.
Yeah, you need to be guided. So why is the spine so central to overall health, energy, and longevity?
It's extremely important. Our spine, starting all the way from the neck down to the tailbone, is very important. This is the cornerstone of our health, because without it, you get deconditioned, you cannot move, you're not going to be able to sleep, will increase inflammatory markers in your system. So the inflammation, because of the lack of sleep, pain, and stress, will increase the oxidative stress, will affect you mentally, and will affect your recovery. All your potential healing factors, growth factors, will be very busy fixing and paying attention to the spine. So all this takes away from everything else, right? Takes away from your nutrition, takes away from sleep, and it give you, it put you in a bad situation, a bad vicious circle that endless. You keep going in circles and you end up with deconditioned at the end, right? Which is a bad result.
Right. So let's back up a little bit. When we talk about regenerative medicine, which is what you do, what is it and why do you feel it's such a game changer?
It's a game changer because right now we were able to dive deep into cellular medicine, right? So
Right.
we know the hallmark for aging. Three things that cause us to age. Number one, our DNA breaking down. This is epigenetic instability. The DNA breaks down and accumulates in our system. Number two, mitochondrial disruption or dysfunction. The mitochondria, which is the inside of the cell, which is our power plant, is not producing enough energy for us to recover and do our activities and live our life. Number three is slow down on proteostasis, which means that all the cells that are breaking down, nobody is cleaning them up fast enough. So they sit in our system and suck our energy. So we know all this, how to fix it. We go back to regenerative medicine. The epigenetic instability or the broken DNA is fixable with PRP and stem cells. And we have a protocol for this to fix the DNA. Number two, the mitochondrial dysfunction. Believe it or not, peptide is the only compound known to human to fix mitochondrial dysfunction. The only compound that goes inside the cell and can fix this dysfunction, get the Krebs cycle back in action, which is our fuel burning energy. So to get the energy up, which needs NAD and NAD plus. And then lastly, all the accumulated cells, we do something called therapeutic plasma exchange. We exchange the plasma, we take out all those proteins and the cells that's sucking the energy while doing nothing. We call them ghost cells. And then you feel refreshed again, right?
Right.
So we know why aging is happening. We know how to prevent it. And regenerative medicine is the only way to prevent it, right? And honestly, it goes back to three basic things. And I will add a fourth one as a bonus: sleep and nutrition and exercise. If we are able to focus, maximize our sleep, so we're maximizing our recovery. Exercise, whatever exercise you like, but you have to exercise, build muscle. And VO2 max is one of the indicators for longevity, is one of the most valuable indicator of longevity, which is, as we say, it's VO2 max, which is the volume of oxygen that your body can utilize during exercise, your muscles can utilize during exercise, right? And lastly, nutrition, eating the healthy stuff, right?
Right.
It's very important. The fourth one that I would add, optimize your hormones, right? If you've done all this and the hormones are not working, you need to look into this. You need to look into your supplements, right? So, as I always say, it's not for the only for the rich and famous. Anybody can look into those four. It's for free, and it's easy to actually leverage those in your favor to live a better life.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts with the foundational things. So, Haney, you've built a clinics that integrate multiple treatments under one roof. Why does that matter?
It does matter, importantly, because I've been practicing chronic pain for a long time. And I've seen patients, when I focus only on pain and pain management, people are not getting better. I keep coming back. I know the procedure is done properly. I know that it's a successful procedure, but the patient is still in pain and they're not back to their normal. So that really bugged me so much. Then we decided to expand to surgical centers. It may be if we can fix the problem surgically, the patient will get better and go back to their life. It did not, right?
Right.
It did not. Then I start pushing back on surgery because I've seen the patient bounce back after surgery to the pain clinic. So what's the point? Like, I treat them for pain with a procedure, didn't work, send them for surgery, did not work. So let's look at the patient as a whole. What is your lifestyle? And this
Right.
is when I started diving 6 years ago into regenerative medicine. Let's fix your lifestyle. How's your sleep? Show me your blood work. Show me your exercise. I'm not helping you or doing the surgery so that you can go back and sit on the couch. That's not the point, right? You need to get back to the gym or exercise one way or another, right? What about your hormone level from all this stress, right?
Right.
So that's why we included a lot of services in our clinics. And I'm really a big advocate of looking in all aspects of the human life. The personalized medicine is the way to go. It shouldn't be expensive. It shouldn't be out of reach. It should be for everyone because your lifestyle is different than mine, right? Your goals, your expectation, your sleep, your activities. When I went for shoulder surgery, it was amazing. They spent an hour talking to me about what I will be doing 10 years from now, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And they designed the surgery to what I really want. That's why he,
Wow.
instead of putting like two screws, he put five screws because he know that I'm going to
Yeah.
leave his
You're like
office. Yeah, I'm going to leave his
bionic,
office and I'm going to head to the gym right away. And he was correct. 2 weeks in, I was at the gym.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely someone that I admire because A, you say what you do and you do what you say. You're patient-centered, so you actually give a shit. How do you balance this having integrity and showing up for people with business and the entrepreneurial world?
I am quite privileged. I quite privileged because I am a practicing physician. I own my own destiny by owning my own company, and I can make things happen. Very few that could say that they have their finger on the pulse with the patient, their first front line. You're standing with everybody from the receptionist, from the other physicians. So I understand the patient needs. I can make things happen on an executive level as well. And I look for the future all the time. Like I always look what's next. We solved the problem. What would be the next problem to solve? Right?
Right.
Which I think started with me as a physician, because I always wanted to solve problems. Then when medicine didn't help me out and didn't fill that gap, I turned to entrepreneurial ventures. Said, okay, let's see what the business side can do it. What can we bring to the table more? Is it an easy access? Is it a new line of treatment? And from there, I think I'm able to change a lot of lives, inspire them, and truly make a difference in the patient life, not only just fixing their pain.
Yeah, I feel like that's exactly what patient-centered means. I see patient-centered term being thrown around everywhere, but what you're describing and how you practice is actually patient-centered. It's like treating each patient as an individual and seeing them as like their own unique buildup of cells. Like everyone is so different. What works for me is not going to work for someone else.
Yeah, I agree. And I have patients that they think my ways are intrusive, but when they follow the process and they trust the process, they get the result they want, right? I have patients with headaches, migraines, neck pain. And when I tell them, you gotta sleep better, you gotta sleep better, you gotta get this pillow, you gotta eat better, you gotta eat better. I have patients that were able, I have a patient in mind when I mentioned the story. He was alcoholic and he stopped 20 years ago cold turkey. And he was a smoker and stopped cold turkey as well, right? His only problem now is eating, right? And I told him, you've done those before, which are really hard. You can control your diet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, stress and whatever, but people just need this little nudge. We are strong as we are, and we are enough. People need to remember that. All what you need somebody to extend a hand and maybe like give you this little help to
Yeah.
cross to the other side, right? And sure enough, he's following now. He's losing weight and he's feeling much better. And I'm not his general practitioner. I'm just his pain doctor looking after his knees and back and whatnot, right? So bugging him about eating, bugging him about this and that is a little bit outside my scope, but I have to because it does help the
Yeah.
overall human.
Yeah, what you put in your body is a direct correlation to how you can handle stress. If you're eating McDonald's every single day, you're not going to be able to handle stress well. You're going to be
Yeah.
so on edge and so irritable, so inflamed, you're going to lose your
Yeah.
mind. Like, and yeah, people need to have their butt kicked a little bit.
That's
So that's another thing I love about you is you're not afraid to tell someone what they need to hear, even if they don't want to hear it.
Yeah. So, somebody has to, right? And my mom taught me this. You should appreciate the one who will make you cry going to bed than the one will lie to you. You know what I mean? And make you happy. It's just the way it is. We have to be honest with ourselves. I'm honest with myself. I'm really hard on myself at times, right? And sometimes at my patients as well, because I really would like them to see the results.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I can definitely feel it. You definitely do. Where do you see spine care and pain management going in the next 5, 10 years?
Well, I hope that Elon Musk is wrong.
Yeah,
He's building robotic surgeons that he thinks in
that's
3 years.
wild.
In 3 years, he said they will be the best surgeons. And in 5 years, they will be years ahead of any surgeons. I think he's got the good intention of lowering the cost of healthcare, which I absolutely love. to see that happen, but I don't think it's going to happen, right? No matter what robotics and AI will evolve, it's never going to be enough for humans. You wouldn't want me come in the room and said, "Yeah, the surgery worked well, but you still can't move." You know, it just doesn't make sense, right? They need somebody to look outside and talk to you and give like put your hand on and put his hand on your shoulder and say, "You know what? We will find a solution. If it's not this year, it will be next year. Why don't we try this? Try that." I would like everybody to try to put peptides on Chat GPT, right? We'll never give you an answer because it's still under search, right? The whole world
It
is,
says
yeah, don't.
it can't give you those answers.
No, check it out. I
I've asked
tried after
multiple
surgery.
times and it still tells me no.
That's right. We'll never ever say something that's not approved. And we've been using it for 6 years, right? So what I would like to see, I would like to see people looking and physicians specifically that we're helped to train and push forward the thought of patient is not only pain. Don't chase symptoms, chase the human as a comprehensive multi-system organ failure and fix it. Don't look at the easy way out. We're not chasing symptoms anymore. We're chasing the root cause of the problem. Look at the patient's sleep, nutrition, and exercise. Then look at their hormones and look at their supplements and fix it from there. And I promise you'll get better results, more compliant patient, and more appreciative and grateful patient. If this happened, we will be able to tweak our habits from sitting to lifting to doing all the bad stuff that we're doing to actually living a little bit healthier. And I think in 5 to 10 years, we'll see chronic pain get less and less. We'll see healthy people in their 70s and 80s going to the gym, healthier, no pain, no suffering, and living really to their full potential.
That sounds amazing. I love that. I already see, the older generation looking younger, like the ones that are really looking after themselves. So for people out there listening, what should people start asking their doctors today that they aren't? What's going to help?
I think people should start asking about what are my goals for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Should ask themselves this first. What is my goal? Like, I would like personally, I would like to keep going to the gym, enjoying life right now until the day I die. I don't want to stop for any reason. All right. That's number one. And then build a plan. Ask your doctor, what's the plan to get me to these goals? Have a purposeful, intentional healthcare plan. What are my supplements? Sleep, nutrition, exercise? What's the hormone level? And your doctor should be able to help you with that. Do the blood work, do the tests that are required to do that, and follow up with you along the way every 3 months, 6 months. But this is the way it should be. Don't wait until you have high blood pressure, blood sugar, heart problems, stomach problem. Don't. What is the goal? And I have people, honestly, Lisa, I have people have really simple expectation. Like I have patients that, okay, I want to be able to lift my grandkids till I'm 80, right? It's very simple. Just okay, just sleep well and exercise. You'll be able to do that. Look at your nutrition. Slow down on dessert. It's very simple things that we can do, tweak to actually help us do that. But this is the goal. You have to put your goals first before going to the family physician, and he will help you design this plan. I got a patient recently coming to my office asking me, I wanna live longer. Okay, but what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Just walking or exercising? Just doing this or be able to go to the grocery store and lift grocery bags? Like what exactly your goal? So yeah, it's really start with ourself. We need to know what we want in the next few years, and then go to the doctor that will help us design this plan.
Yeah, and advocate for ourselves. You're right. We have to get specific because there's one thing about I want to live a healthy life. You can say that statement, but then you can break it down and you say in 40 years, I want to be able to go to the gym and lift weights and go to the grocery store and be independent. Like getting specific on what you want, I agree is so important.
We have one of the questions that what are the five most activities that you would like to continue performing for the next 50 years? And guess what's the one common activity that people want to have?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Sex.
Oh, wow. Yes, that would be on top of my list too. That's important. Because there's also,
There is no shyness in this. People want to have this for
of
the rest of their
course.
life. You know what I mean? So tell your doctor, be open, be honest.
Yeah, because part of getting older, I literally just had this conversation with someone about changes in our hormones and libido and how that changes as people age. But that's another misconception, is it doesn't have to change as you get older. That's not part of getting older. I know
No.
people who have sex in their 80s and they're like so happy. And then I know people who think that it's not possible anymore and they just learn to live like that. And that makes me really sad. It's such a limiting way to think. It all comes down to the body and how we treat the body. So
It
yes, let's help
is.
people have sex forever.
You look at who Al Pacino did in his 80s, and he had his fourth or fifth kid.
Right. Yeah, that's craziness.
Yeah.
But it's possible.
It is. It is. I think the failure to do that is a failure of our healthcare system. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? We can't help you, so the patient has no other option but to accept it. You should not accept that.
Exactly. Yeah, if your healthcare provider tells you that it's just part of aging, that you shouldn't accept that as an excuse.
Yeah.
That should be your excuse to go find someone else to help you. Yeah, amazing. So what gives you the most hope about the future of healthcare? Give us some insights.
I'm so excited about the research in stem cells, exosomes, and peptides. I think so far, what we're able to do is improve function, improve structure, but we're not able to build organs so far. So if you have a problem with the liver function, we can fix that. Kidney function, we can fix that. But if the whole organ is diseased, we're not able to do that, right? My hope is we should be able to do that. We should be able to get the genetics and give you a new liver, new heart, new brain. I think this will happen in the next 10 years. With the rate we're going, I know it sounds like science fiction. I know it sounds like the movie Back to the Future when we
Yeah,
didn't
I'm
believe
picturing someone
everything.
getting someone else's brain and taking on like that person's personality or something. Or do you mean like a brain that is generated? Is that what you're saying?
Generated.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're gonna take part of your brain and then we're gonna make you a new one if you have a
Wow.
problem or had a stroke. That's what I am excited about. And I don't think we're far from that, Lisa. I really don't think so.
That's wild. People are going to start having organs in their fridge growing just in case.
In jars.
In jars. Yes, like totally the history and movies that I'm seeing is coming back to life. That's wild. I love that. What color is the liquid going to
That's
be?
a lot of movies, yes.
That's a lot of movies. Oh my gosh. So, Dr. Haney, thanks so much for being here and talking to us about all this exciting stuff. It truly gets me excited. I'd be one of those people with the brain in my fridge for sure. You know me. Where can people learn more about your work and the model of care that you work with?
People can always visit or DM me on social media on Facebook or Instagram, Dr. Hani Damien, LinkedIn, Hani Damien, or at my website, drdamien.com. I'm always welcome any challenge, any question. Happy to collaborate in anything relating to regenerative peptide as well. I've been getting a lot of exciting questions and challenges that I'm working with and mentorship. I really appreciate the interest and people getting inspired and inspire me as well.
Amazing. Do you have any last minute thoughts you want to share before we leave today?
The one thought that comes to mind is I was saying that in our gala for my company last week. Success doesn't have a playbook. It doesn't. You design your own playbook. You don't need to be pre-qualified. You qualify yourself by showing up, consistency, and discipline. And I say that because a lot of people who are not believing in what we do start to believe now, seeing the results. But we need to keep consistent because this healthcare 2.0, it's not a trend, it's not a hype, it's a movement. And people in a few years will see how far it will get.
That's exciting and such important work to give people their lives back, essentially. You know, it's hard to believe, but once people start seeing it happen as it is, like you said, then more people are going to jump on board.
Yes, I'm really hoping so. That will actually break a lot of barriers to access and will increase access to a lot of patients that needs it.
Yeah, let's keep breaking down those walls. I'll help you.
Yep.
I'll send you some dynamite. Thanks
You're
so much for
doing
being
great
here.
work and thank you for having me.
Amazing. And to our audience, we'll make sure to have all that accessed in our show notes for you to access Dr. Damien. You do not have to suffer. You do not have to struggle. Listen to the previous episodes to learn more and go to the gym and go have some sex. Till next time, take care, everyone.